Hi, my name is Gulraz. Welcome to my podcast where I am discussing my SMART goal, which are reflections of my experiences at my placement. At my placement, I worked with the students that had dyslexia. According to my healthalberta.ca, which is a health website created by the Alberta government, dyslexia is a learning disability that makes it difficult for people with it to read, write, and spell. When they look at words, the letters look jumbled up. Having this disability doesn't mean that dyslexic students are poorer learners, but this barrier to literacy skills can make learning harder. In my placement, I was introduced to students having dyslexia in the resource room. They have difficulties in reading from long period of time. I would like to accomplish a goal that is based around their disabilities. Specifically, I would like to increase my knowledge about coping strategies that can help students through their everyday school routines. Dyslexia is quite common amongst many LDS students, and I think it's essential for EAs acquire knowledge of coping strategies to help them. I will be able to measure my success once I have acquired 6 to 8 strategies that can be used in the resource room for students with dyslexia. My evidence will be a list with visual observation of the 6 to 8 strategies plus a brief description of each one. I will first conduct an informal conversation with CERT that has the most knowledge about the student's need. I will make both mental and written notes about what I learn from these informal conversations. If possible, I will request if I can work with the students once a week in resource room. I will try to develop a connection with the students and apply strategies learned in my learning disability course. Moreover, I will then complete web search to locate further strategies that can be used to cope while in a classroom setting. Finally, I will collect all information into my evidence documents. One barrier that could prevent me from achieving the goal is that I will work with the student once a week only. I can overcome this barrier by spending available time positively. Thank you for listening. Goodbye and see you next time.